Henry held out the gleaming nautilus shell, and Annie took it from him.
"Thanks, Henry," said Annie. "We promised to take very good care of it."
"Thank you," said Henry. He brushed his hand across his eyes. "Well, I must say goodbye now. Enjoy the rest of your vacation." Henry saluted them. Before Jack and Annie could say anything, the scientists turned and walked briskly back to the rowboat.
"Let's go," Annie said to Jack.
Jack and Annie walked around the dunes and headed through the seagrass to the rope ladder. Then they climbed back into the treehouse and looked out the window. The rowboat was gliding over the shimmering water of the sunlit sea, heading back to the HMS Challenger.
"Goodbye, mates," said Jack.
"Our mission,"
said Annie, as if she'd just remembered. She looked at Jack.
"We didn't discover a secret of happiness."
"Yes, we did," said Jack with a smile.
"Henry said it, actually. A secret of happiness is having compassion for all living creatures."
"Compassion?" said Annie.
"Yeah, that means feeling sympathy and love for them," said Jack.
"Oh, sure," Annie said matter-of-factly. "Loving other creatures makes me really happy. I wonder why some people don't get that."
"I don't know," said Jack.
"Too bad they have to see a miracle first, like an octopus talking," said Annie.
"I know what you mean," said Jack. "The octopus just being an octopus is the real miracle."
Annie smiled.
"And Henry Seashell, the little creature inside, him too," she said. "He was a miracle too."
She held out the shining shell. Jack took the shell from her and carefully put it in his backpack.
"The shell will help us remember the secret," he said.
"I think we always knew it," said Annie. "Henry just put it into words for us. Come on, let's go."
Annie picked up the Pennsylvania book and turned to the picture of the Frog Creek Woods.
"Let me go home,"
she said, repeating the strange sounds from the octopus. Jack smiled. He started to tell her to say it right, but before he could, the treehouse started to spin.
It spun faster and faster.
Then everything was still, absolutely still.